This is the Slice of App Pie Show. I am Steve, your host, for some tips and tricks to help you become a successful creative indie. Ready for your slice? Hello, folks. It's Steve from Slice of App Pie. And I'm trying something different. I like to experiment. And here is another experiment that I am doing on a podcast. I've run into a problem, as I sort of mentioned in a newsletter for those of you who get it. For those of you who don't get it, let me tell you what's going on. 2 weeks ago, I was able to get myself into a very, very large and lucrative project, which is going to take an awful lot of time out of my schedule. Which is fine and good, except for the fact that podcasts take an awful lot of time to actually get stuff done. So I've had to make a decision for several reasons to put the podcast on hiatus, or at least I thought so at the beginning of the week. It didn't take me too long to realize that I really, really miss doing the podcast. And for this actual project, it will help me a lot to be able to practice on the podcast to be able to speak well, since this will be something that has to do with speaking. And so I'm actually going to be back, but I'm going to follow an entirely different format. What I'm going to do is you're going to get a raw recording. This is it, what you're listening to now. I am in my car. I am on my commute home. You're probably going to hear trucks. It's raining right now, so you'll probably be hearing my windshield wipers every once in a while. And that's what we're going to get. So you'll be hearing outside noise, and I'm just going to leave it the way it is. What we're going to do is I'm just going to talk and about topics that I think are of importance once a week as I take my commute home. Today I'm going to get some pizza, so I'm going to stop this when I get to the pizza restaurant. So that will be how I will do it. So here's what I was thinking about today, now that you know that. And I was thinking about learning. One of the things I'm doing right now, for those of you who have been following the Make App Pie stuff, is finishing up the updates of the book. And there's a lot going on with the book, but to put it bluntly, every year I have to rewrite this entire book. And so chapter 2, I'm not really finishing, as I said before, I'm up to chapter 2, and it's taking a long time. Some of the other parts I've already posted online, and you can see previews of that if you go to Make App Pie for anything in June or July. But what I'm doing now is working on delegates. And I've been working on segues and MVC and a bunch of other basic concepts which make up chapter 2 of the book Swift View Controllers. And as I'm doing it, and as I was doing it for the last couple weeks, I've noticed how much I'm changing and how much I'm making things a lot more sophisticated. And particularly in the chapter I'm doing now, I'm working on delegates. And it's really based on a question that I got, I would say maybe it was 3 weeks ago, that someone asked me why Apple uses delegates. It was essentially what the question was. And since it was a comment in one of my other posts, I decided that it was not a good place to be writing that answer because it was going to be too long. So I went ahead and I wrote a very long piece about why Apple uses delegates. Which, for the shortest answer I could probably give you, it's because they don't want you messing with their code. But to explain it in detail requires looking at the code very carefully and dissecting a whole bunch of stuff, and so I did that. So I go ahead and I'm writing what I'm doing actually today, and I find that I've been affected by that because I'm rewriting a chapter because the way it's written now doesn't follow what I was talking about with Apple. It's more parallel if I do it the way I'm doing it. It brings up something that I'm finding very interesting, and that is that That is that. I lost my train of thought there. You're going to get those too. External forces. You can do a lot on your own. You can learn a lot on your own. But self-learning has one real big drawback. And that is it doesn't have interaction. You don't get other people's point of view. The more points of view you get, the more rich your experience is. I've noticed in the Swiss with Few Controllers book on several occasions, this being the one of them, the use of guard being another one, there is... I got those from people. I got those from people making comments about my posts or asking, can I do it this way? Or what's the difference between this and this? And I changed because of what they did. That's what I mean by external. And it's something that I don't think a lot of people think about, is that we want to keep going more and more internal, more and more self-centered, when we can be other-centered. And the more networking, the more we talk with each other about how we do things, the more we learn. You can continue to learn off of me, sure, but there's a lot of people out there who listen to this podcast or read my blog or read other people's blogs who I would love to learn from. And that kind of external learning is something we need to do more of. It's not just search for this particular thing in because I'm working on this project so I can grab this code and leave it at that. There's a lot more things going on. A lot of them are style based. A lot of them are the way that we have to think when we're doing coding. Those are the things that I'm finding interesting with this whole external thing. So that was what I wanted to talk about with external. Another thing, which was actually what the podcast was supposed to be this week, is this whole idea of story, because story is back once again. I was originally going to do this piece on a bunch of different stories. I was going to start with the segue and why it failed. And from my point of view, it failed because it had a horrible story. I'm not the first one to say that. Actually, Steve Jobs was. And while the Forbes, Newsweek. I think it was Newsweek or Time wrote an article about the Segway when it first came out, that little two-wheeled thing with the little handle. It looks really dorky, and pretty much that's what Steve Jobs said when he got a sneak preview of it. In this interview, they actually said this is going to be the greatest thing since the PC. I'm not sure if that was a backhanded comment because he thought the PC was a piece of crap. But, yeah, that's pretty much where it comes from. So I was going to talk about the Segway because I want to talk about something else that has gotten as hyped as the Segway. And that's the driverless car. I have a lot of problems with the driverless car. Everyone in the media is like going all excited about this, a lot like they did with the Segway. And there's a story here that I think is missing a piece. The story goes back a very long time, and there are several podcasts that I'd suggest listening to. There's a 99% Invisible podcast episode called The Modern Moloch, which talks about jaywalkers. It used to be, and if you listen to this podcast, you'll see this a lot, it used to be that cars were hated because they kept killing people who were walking across the street. And people were careless. Drivers were careless. And the auto industry essentially came up with a new story. They came up with two. One goes to a different story, which I'm not going to go into right now. But the one I'm interested in for this is this idea of the love of the automobile. And it became no longer something rational, it became something emotional. That we had a love affair with the automobile. It emphasized the idea of freedom, in particular. That you could go wherever you wanted, whenever you wanted. It emphasized power. That you have power if you are in a car. And depending on which car you have, it reflects your power. And you can see that in a lot of ads for automobiles even today, is some cars have a certain image. You know, I'm driving a Honda, and that certainly doesn't have that image. It has a much more practical image. My particular car, you could go a little further with that and think that I'm an off-roader, given everything I have on my car, that I like to go on adventures. I got the bike rack, I got the runner stickers on it, and that gives a story from my car, and most people, as I'm sitting here driving, have stories on their car. The guy in front of me has a Stormtrooper sticker on his bicycle hitch, to give you some idea. And that tells a story about him, or her, I can't see from here. So we get stories from our cars, but we're also told stories, so that when we want to get our story, when we want to reflect our story, we reflect it in a certain car. Here's the problem with the driverless car. Part of that story is the idea of the power of freedom of driving. There is this power, this thought, and it is in many ways more masculine than feminine, at least in my view, that men have a certain amount of power by the car they drive. And the way they drive. So you'll generally find that it is males in their 20s that have the most reckless driving habits. Big surprise. It's part of that story that they're trying to say, oh, I am invulnerable, I am invincible, I can do all kinds of things, and I have the power to do them with this particular automobile. You take all that, and then you put the driverless car into the picture. And you've taken out all the freedom, all the power, and in some sense, all the masculinity. Driverless cars don't have any of that. Driverless cars are unemotional. They have no story, really. They're a robot taxi for all intents and purposes. And that's not fun. That's not what you get with a Ferrari or a Camaro or whatever sports car you'd like. You don't get that. And that's the problem with the driverless car. In many ways, I think it just, particularly if people looked at surveys where it was men, what men thought of driverless cars for women, I think you'd find some very surprising gender imbalances here. But I think you'd find that with certain demographics, the loss of power that you get from a driverless car would kill it. And even if the auto industry embraces the driverless car and thinks it's going to be a huge profit center, they've already sabotaged themselves because of all the other cars they sell. Story is that powerful, and that's what I want to get with that, is this idea that story is powerful. I'm just going to call it quits for right now, because that's about 15 minutes, and that's good enough. So thank you for listening to this first round of this, and hopefully I'll be doing more of them. And we'll see where this goes. So thank you for listening, and I hope to talk to you soon. Bye.
Thanks for listening to Slice of App Pie. Please subscribe and leave a rating on iTunes. You can also find out more about today's episode in the show notes at sliceofapppie.com. Have a great and glorious day. Talk to you later.